It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. For the first time in two decades, the Pirates finally had a winning baseball season in 2013. In fact, they made the playoffs for the first time since 1992, way back in the days of Bonds and Bonilla and Van Slyke. So what does it mean to the psyche of a city and a fan base to end what turned out to be the longest consecutive losing streak in the history of the four major professional North American sports leagues? Writer Charlie Wilmoth attempts to answer that question in his newly published book, Dry Land, Winning After 20 Years at Sea with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He joins us now by phone from Columbus, Ohio. Charlie Wilmoth, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me.
So explain your connection to the Pittsburgh Pirates as a fan. How emotionally invested have you been in the team that has conjured up the most notorious losing streak in North American pro sports history?
It's a complicated question to answer. I grew up in northern West Virginia in Wheeling, and to me, growing up, Pittsburgh was like every big city in the world rolled into one. So I have a pretty intense connection with Pittsburgh. I've been writing about the Pirates for the past 10 years, and obviously a lot of that time has been extremely frustrating. And being a serious fan during that time has been really hard because you have to compartmentalize. You have to distance yourself from the team at certain points or else you're just going to be a miserable person. So, you know, trying to figure out how a perpetual loser fits into your life is really tricky if you want to be serious about it.
Explain to someone who is maybe just a casual fan, not nearly as emotionally invested in this as you and other fans are, or someone who has no interest in this at all. How can something like this have such a bearing on your mood?
That's a good question, and that's something that the book deals with a lot. And my inclination before I went into this was to say that the usual woe is me thing that you would hear from fans of bad teams like the Pirates was maybe melodramatic. But it turns out that it's not, because when we watch sports teams, one of the reasons why we watch them is to get a sense of who we are. We look for identity when we root for sports teams. And psychologically, it turns out that when we watch a player strike out, the same stuff goes on in our brain as if we ourselves were striking out. So when the Pirates lose, in a sense, we feel ourselves losing. So when the Pirates lose for 20 seasons in a row, it really did damage to our identities.
You mentioned growing up in West Virginia, and that is certainly an area where there are a lot of Pirate fans. The Pirates draw from the tri-state area of Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. And West Virginia is also where Bill Mazeroski is from, and he talks about growing up there and listening to Pirates games on the radio. Is that what you did?
Oh, well, I mean, not so much on the radio, of course. I mean, there was game broadcast on TV, but I really followed the game as a kid, mostly through numbers. You know, I would watch maybe one game a week, but I would follow the team through the Wheeling News Register and through the backs of baseball cards. That was how I got into the game.
And how old were you in 1992?
I was 12.
So throughout your adult life, you had never seen the Pirates have a winning season.
Exactly.
What kept you from maybe just switching to another team?
I tried to, actually. I knew I was going to be moving to San Diego at a certain point, and I decided to try to root for the Padres. I decided at one point to try to root for the Red Sox and the A's and all these other teams that I thought would be more interesting, because during much of the losing streak, not only were the Pirates bad, but they were badly run. It seemed to me that they didn't even deserve to win. And so it was really hard to root for a team like that, but it turned out to be even harder to root for a team I didn't feel that connection with. I mean, something deep in me was saying black and gold are my colors. I mean, Pittsburgh is my city. And that wasn't something I could shake off. And so at some point, I just gave up trying to shake it off, and I started a blog instead.
And there are a lot of people like you who couldn't shake off the Pirates. What is it about the Pirates? I mean, you mentioned the black and gold. You mentioned the colors. But it has to be more than that. What is it about the franchise, in your opinion, that keeps a loyal fan base intact even when they're not winning?
Well, I mean, they've won five world championships in the city of Pittsburgh. That's certainly part of it. But I think there's also something about baseball just being a part of the rhythm of daily life. And Pittsburgh is a city that feels like a city that has a lot of history in it. And the Pirates have played a crucial role in sort of shaping lazy summer nights in Pittsburgh for over 100 years. I mean, they're part of the rhythm of the city. And that's something that's very difficult to get rid of.
We're talking with Charlie Wilmoth. He's the author of Dry Land, winning after 20 years at sea with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Now, you mentioned the five world championships that the Pirates have won, but you said you were 12 years old in 1992, which means that you were not even born the year the Pirates won their last World Series in 1979. So when you're looking for something to give you hope, were you drawing on the 90s Pirates of Bonds and Bonilla that I mentioned earlier, and Andy Van Slyke, and you know, some of the great players of those early 90s teams, the division-winning teams?
I think to some degree, but I think also younger fans, including people as old as myself, just gave up on the idea that the Pirates would win and started following them for other reasons. And that was one thing that was interesting to me in researching the book, was that I would talk to older fans, and they are very, very strongly connected to the Pirates World Series teams, particularly the teams of the 70s, whereas younger fans really don't have that connection. And so I would get younger fans saying things to me like, I would rather have the Pirates win Baseball America's Organization of the Year award than win a World Series, because they're interested in following the team other ways. They're interested in team building the way you would with fantasy baseball or with baseball video games. I mean, they're approaching the game very much from different perspectives because they didn't have a legitimate sense that the Pirates could actually win.
I have to tell you, that sounds kind of ridiculous, to be honest with you.
You're right. I agree. It is kind of ridiculous, but I think it's the kind of compensation that fans had to do with themselves in order to be able to keep following this team. Because if you expect a winning season and then it never comes, or you expect a playoff berth and then it never comes, I mean, what are you doing to yourself? You have to find something else.
So in other words, psychologically, you're creating other models for success?
I think so. I mean, and you're sort of calibrating yourself to the expectation that the Pirates will win. It softens the blow when the Pirates don't win. And when the Pirates do win, as they finally did last year, it should feel amazing. And I think a lot of fans will tell you that it did feel amazing when they finally broke that losing streak.
So are you scared that now that the team has won, now that you've had this taste of the postseason, that they might relapse into their former hapless selves, and that you would then have to go back to trying to make ends meet psychologically?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Pirates are in good shape. They have a good farm system. They have a good base of talent at the major league level. There are questions about how much they're going to spend, but they are in good shape overall. That said, if you go back to the Royals, who had a streak of losing seasons before they had sort of a freak winning season in 2003, then in 2004, the wheels kind of came off for them. They struggled again, and their attendance immediately fell to almost the bottom of the American League. And the wheels came off very quickly, and it was really, really difficult for their fans to get back on the bandwagon after that. So the Pirates have a lot of momentum heading into this season, and they need to capitalize it, or their sort of love relationship to the city right now may be short-lived.
Is there a smaller window of opportunity for those small market teams? You mentioned Kansas City. The Twins, which are having horrible seasons in Minnesota, had some really good years within the last decade or so that propelled them to the postseason, and now all of a sudden they are one of the worst teams in baseball. The Oakland A's are riding a high right now, but it wasn't long ago that they were selling off players and not making the postseason. So are you worried about the opportunities that in the long term for the Pirates?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Tampa Bay Rays have had several good seasons in a row, so it can be done. But I think the Milwaukee Brewers are an example of a team right now that is struggling a little bit because they just they've had a streak of fairly good seasons over the past 5 years or so, and they haven't had the high draft picks that they used to have. And as a result, they're not getting stars coming up through their system and just, you know, are struggling to compensate for the fact that they're no longer getting Prince Fielders and Ryan Braun's coming up through the minors. So, you know, for the Pirates, that will be an issue. Hopefully they're going to have a streak of good seasons, and they're not going to be picking in the top 10 anymore, and then they won't be getting their Gerrit Coles and their Andrew McCutcheon. Their window of success could be somewhat limited, you're right.
Now, I have to ask you, Charlie, could any of this have been possible? Could any of the fans like yourself maintain such a love affair through this long drought of losing seasons had it not been for PNC Park entering the picture? This park that, unlike the personality-less Three Rivers Stadium with its cookie-cutter shape and its artificial turf, you know, PNC Park with its beautiful backdrop and the exterior that reminds a lot of people of Forbes Field and its natural grass, has that helped keep the love alive for you?
Absolutely, and I think a lot of the younger fans really see PNC Park, especially, as being such an integral part of the experience. They see it as a fun place to spend an evening, whether or not the home team loses. And in a way, when I was researching this book, PNC Park was something that got in the way a lot, because what I wanted to know is, what are the limits of our loyalty as fans? Do we have limits to our loyalty as fans of sports teams? And, PNC Park is something you could always say, well, however bad the Pirates might be, at least they have PNC Park. If they had to play these last 20 years in Three Rivers Stadium, it might have been completely different.
They might not even be here. We're talking with Charlie Wilmoth, author of Dry Land, Winning After 20 Years at Sea with the Pittsburgh Pirates. So the Pirates have this season to remember. They break the schneid as far as the consecutive losing seasons. They have a winning year, and they make the playoffs, and they beat Cincinnati in that first round one game elimination. So at what point are you thinking in your head, this might make a good book, and I happen to be a writer, so I could turn this into a best-selling tell-all baseball book?
I actually started writing it in 2012, and it would have come out whether or not the Pirates had a winning season last year or not. The fact that they did was great. I mean, it made it an interesting story, but I think it would have been a pretty good story regardless, because, following a team through 21 straight losing seasons and a losing streak that shows no signs of stopping, I think that there's a sort of desperation and nihilism in that is pretty interesting too. But the fact that they did have a winning season was great for me as a fan, and was great for the book as well.
And what kind of adjustments did you then have to make on the fly when all of a sudden they didn't have the collapse that they had in 2012?
Honestly, it was mostly changing a lot of verb tenses. I mean, that was that was the main thing. I mean, I had to refer to the streak in past tense, which I was happy to do, of course.
And so as you look forward to this season and 2014 gets underway, are you hearing from fans? What is the reaction that you're getting to this book?
I think that people are glad that somebody went and told this story, and they're glad that there's somebody out there on record who's writing about the things that they went through. And so people seem excited about it. It just came out, so only a limited number of people have even read it at this point, but the reactions I've gotten so far have been pretty positive.
Are you, when you get to PNC Park again, are you going to have a bunch of copies, in a big briefcase and sell them outside, set up a card table and pop open the briefcase and just stack those books up and try to sell them?
I hadn't thought about that, but I do have a reading coming up at the Bloomfield Bridge Tavern on April 9th. The Pirates are having an away game that night, so we'll do the reading at 7 o'clock, and then people can stick around and watch the Pirates play the Cubs.
Has the organization reacted to your book? And if so, how?
I haven't talked to them about it. Next time I go to PNC Park, if I'm in the press box, maybe I will. But no, I haven't talked to anybody within the organization about it.
What do you think, if you gave this book to Clint Hurdle and said, I want you to read this, during that next flight to the West Coast, what do you think Clint Hurdle would come back and say, Charlie?
I hope he would say that yeah, I talked to a lot of the fans, and this is the kind of thing I get from them too, and I think you captured them well. I didn't write it with the ownership, the Pirates management, or anybody on the Pirates in mind. I'm not writing it to please them, but I hope that they would feel that it at least represents the spirit of the Pittsburgh fan base.
The book is Dry Land, Winning After 20 Seasons at Sea with the Pittsburgh Pirates. The author is Charlie Wilmoth, who joined us by phone from Columbus. Charlie, thank you. Good luck with the book, and happy opening day to you, sir.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we'll have more Essential Pittsburgh coming up. It's 90.5 WESA.